Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
My next guest has been collecting historic postboxes for over 30 years. And despite his collection now making part of the Post Museum on the Isle of Wight, many of the most interesting specimens in his collection actually hail from Ireland. Arthur Reader joins me now. Good afternoon, Arthur. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good afternoon to the lovely and wonderful Emerald Isle.
Oh, thank you so much. Come here, Arthur. What prompted this collection and why postboxes?
It all started with a trip to North Wales with following up on my interest in railways. I found the station post box in Rhyl had been chucked in a skip and been beaten up and set fire. And I thought it deserved a bit more than just being chucked away, so I could save it. And I took it apart, put it back together again, and it sort of gone on from there, really. And a little while afterwards, I'd always wanted to tour Ireland. So I thought, well, let's go and have a look at the green post boxes in Ireland. And it, to me, the fascination with the Irish post boxes, they look familiar because they look the same as the British ones, and some of them are ex-British ones, but there's detail differences. And when you start looking at the details, that's when the interest really takes hold.
Okay, so how many post boxes do you have now?
260.
Wowee, that's a big collection. What's your oldest post box, or I suppose, what's your most interesting one? What's the one? What's the one that you love talking about, and is kind of still boggles your mind when you see it?
Well, I mean, to be fair, the one question I always get asked is, "What's your favourite post box?" Well, you can't have a favourite post box because that's like having a favourite child.
I love all my post boxes equally.
Well, exactly. But you see, some of them have taken a lot more to acquire. I mean, I live on the Isle of Wight, but I've got a post box here from Hong Kong. I've got post boxes from Inverness, Edinburgh, Truro in Cornwall, Wales. And of course, I've got about a dozen from Ireland.
Okay. And a lot from Cork, I saw from my notes. You've got some from Fermoy, am I correct in saying? There's one from Clonakilty, I think. Cork is really, I'm from Cork, hence why I'm derailing this conversation. But Cork is really the place to be when it comes to snazzy post boxes, by all accounts.
Well, yeah, you see, what happened is when I first came to Ireland, I thought I'd stay in Clonakilty for a week. Then I could get around. And on my way down to Clonakilty, I stopped at Bandon on the way, and there was a junk shop on the old railway station site. And I walked in there, and there was loads of Irish postal plates for sale. Well, I mean, you know, you're not going to walk away and not spend a few punts on them when it was punts and not euros. So I helped myself to whatever I could afford. And then they said, oh, there's a guy in Cork. He does a lot of the work for Post. He might have some old bits. So I met up with him and he had a couple of broken boxes. So we did a deal because money doesn't change hands. I've got British post boxes. I can swap, you see. So
okay.
That's how these things come about. I went to Limerick. I stayed last time I went to Ireland. I stayed at Listowel and we went up to Limerick to see the old sorting office there. There was a pile of stuff in there, and the bloke said, well, if there's something there you want, take it with you. Well, I can only get what I can get in a car. You can't hump around pillarboxes in cars, you know, so you just have to go with what's physically possible.
Absolutely. I'm loving this symbiotic relationship between you and the people throwing stuff out. Can you tell me about the hexagonal postbox in Skibbereen?
Well, once upon a time, the hexagonal pillar boxes, they are my favourite, incidentally.
Okay.
They were everywhere within the British Isles and across the world, Australia, New Zealand, etc. And I toured Ireland because I wanted to see all the extant, we call them Penfolds, named after the guy that invented them. And I wanted to see all the Irish ones. And the one at Skibbereen is probably the best one left on the street. Sadly, you've lost quite a few over the last 20-odd years or so. I think you're down to about possibly only three left on the street now.
Okay.
Skibbereen, obviously, is the best one.
Okay, so there you go. If anyone's planning a trip to West Cork this summer, check out the hexagonal post box. Does Ireland still have its original post boxes from the Free State period?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Victorian post boxes, well, obviously Queen Victoria died in 1901. Anything that's Queen Victoria or got VR on it is well over 100 years old. But the oldest wall-mounted post box in the Republic, or in Ireland, actually, is on the Cork Road coming out of Fermoy, Emmett Street. It's in the wall there. And it's very, very old. But weirdly enough, there's an Irish version made by H&C Smith of Cork on the Johnstown Road in Nass in County Kildare.
Okay.
So there's two historically very rare post boxes, and they're right under your nose, so to speak, you know?
Okay. What is the rarest post box in your collection, would you say?
Oh, the rarest. I've got a few more modern ones that are unique. I've got a railway post box from Manchester. They only made the one, and I've got that here. You know, there's always a story to everything. But some of the Irish ones, I've got an Irish one made by the Ivy Foundry of Attay. And I don't believe they made more than a couple of them. And I would actually, at some point, I would like to donate that back to the museum in Dublin, if it's still open.
Okay. There you go. You're very good. You're very good giving us back your collection. What's the reaction been like to you've displayed? They're on display in this museum at your house as well. What's the reaction been like to this collection of post boxes?
Most people think I'm totally barking mad. They don't realise how heavy some of these things are. You're not going to be humping these things around without getting a hernia or pulling a disc out or something. You know, if you think you see these things on the street, you're thinking just pick them up, walk away. You can't. You're going to do yourself. I have a lot of friends that have helped me over the years, and a lot of people with some reasonably large lifted equipment to help me put them in place. So there's a lot of work goes on to it.
And would there be a lot of work in terms of maintaining the post boxes?
Ah, yeah. Now, you see, the smaller ones inside my museum are fine. The ones that are out around the garden, all the pillar boxes, I have a wife that's got quite handy with a paintbrush. So I send her out there on a reasonably regular basis to paint the post boxes for me. You know, well, she likes to get involved. Why not?
Jeez, she's very good, isn't it? We could all do with a wife with a paintbrush that's so willing to oblige. Kamir, is there any post box that's still on your hit list, maybe is evading you, that you're dying to add to your collection?
Well, there's always going to... If anybody collects anything, you can never have the full set.
Mm.
It stops you trying. In my field, because I've got a field with my property, I have caravans coming here and that. I've got a lady coming up to see me from Cork in a few months' time. In my field, I've got an Irish tree growing.
Okay.
Right? And the Irish tree being the variegated poplar. Yeah?
Right.
At certain times of the year, the leaves are green, white and orange.
Oh, there you go.
You'll see them everywhere.
Okay.
I brought it back as a cutting from Kilmacanagh, the postmaster there, the late Joe Donnelly, lovely guy. He gave me a cutting off of his tree. I grew that in the garden when I lived in London. I brought cuttings to the Isle of Wight, and it's over 30 feet tall now. I would love a post and telegraph pillar box to stand next to it to finish the Irish connection. But the chances of that happening, very, very slim.
Well, look, we've put it out to the nation now, so who knows what might turn up. Arthur, just for anyone who might not be able to make it over to the Isle of Wight, can we see your collection anywhere on social media if anyone wants to check it out?
My website's down at the moment. I've had a lot of problems with photography. It's one of them things you have to be careful with. We use some photographs on my website, which I had taken of me for papers and stuff like that. And then you get these companies that come roaring around wanting money off you for using someone else's picture. So I've taken it all down. I will have it back up again before too long. But, I mean, if anybody needs to get hold of me, the best bet is to phone yourselves.
I love it. Look, we might see you over on the Isle of Wight, if not, and or I might see you on the streets of Cork. Who knows? That's Arthur Reader.
I'd love to come back to Cork.
Arthur Reader, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Much appreciated.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.